the Roadshow Podcast.
My neck, my bag, lick my burger and my snack. What's going on, dude? Food, Lockie, how are we?
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the reels going?
It's still going.
Keeping it real?
Yeah, keeping it real.
Sorry.
Sort of pushed back on it a bit. Doesn't look like it, but I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just
on your dude food page?
Yeah, it's lots of like throwbacks and all sorts of shit. But yeah.
I noticed...
Doing other things, YouTube-y things.
What's the progression of like a burger channel? Like, if you think about it, like, do you just show more and more crazy shit?
Yeah.
Because I notice now the chicken fillets in your burgers are, like, this fucking big.
Yeah, but that's because people are making them like that, too.
Right.
So, like, I think that is the competitive bit.
Okay.
Like, I know, like, the peach pit now, they used to butterfly them, but now they're butterflying them sort of three times. So, they're, like, just...
massive.
Yeah, it's the same thigh, essentially, but... that's right. Just one example.
Okay.
But that'll match up to like local bird and other people that are just like heaven.
What's the draw about that? Is it because it looks bigger or is it just like the novelty of a burger?
I don't know. I think it just looks impressive, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a Zinger burger, like a KFC Zinger burger on steroids.
On steroids.
A bit, I suppose that's the...
That's
my thinking about it anyway.
Okay. Since we last talked, you've started a podcast with Tim Kershaw, Crying in the Cool Room. Congratulations, it's one of my favorites.
Sweet, that's
and
it.
In Perth is, I think community-wise, you always see like rappers and singers, they're always with each other on stage, but you never get to see like podcasters talk to other podcasters.
Yeah, yeah.
And last time I talked to you, you said you wanted to start a podcast.
Yeah.
With Tim.
Yeah.
Fucking hallelujah, you did it.
Off we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing that you found getting started?
I thought it was pretty fucking easy. It was almost too easy. I guess the hard bit for us is getting together.
Mm.
And then we want to get like way more. The hard thing for us is getting guests to come on. Everyone wants to come on and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
They talk shit. They love it. But they're all, you know, we're interviewing working chefs, which is like a nightmare because
right.
I mean, that's all they do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you can't, like we had a couple, you know, like surprise function or someone called in sick or something. It's not like you always have the Saturday, Sunday off or the Tuesday mornings or something like that. You got to, yeah.
Yeah.
But also you probably don't feel like doing it. You probably just want to sleep in sometimes.
Why? Yeah, that's true. But if you got a personality, right?
Yeah.
Normally wants to shine through.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working on a fucking mundane, tedious workplace. You're like, fuck this, I just want to have a fucking chat. Dude, I've recently started doing FIFO work just to money up because of like my sickness last year. I fucking went through all of my savings.
Can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. And 2 weeks away just driving, bro, I'm like, get me back to my podcast studio. I just need to have a chat, man. I need to connect, you know? It's like that. And I'd imagine if you're a cook, the last thing you want to do is talk about chefing or like cookery.
The difference between, like the difference is what we do is that we don't really want to talk about that either, to be fair.
Mm.
It's just like funny stories or interesting, like, so sort of like it all started because like we just used to swap horror stories and they're hilarious now. Yeah. They're just the funniest fucking things. At the time, it's like fucking traumatizing.
Yeah, of course.
And we like, a counselor hit us up online. She DM'd us and said...
like a therapist?
Yeah. She's like, hey, the reason why you can't... because it's very common. Like, it's a running joke that we can't remember anything. We can't remember things. And as soon as you mention like, oh, taking the bins out, then you got 15 stories about,
mm-hmm.
remember when this happened or this happened to me, but you don't remember. She was like, yeah, that's because it's like full, it's what happens with like veterans and with their PTSD.
PTSD.
It's like traumatic. I'm not saying I'm I'm not saying I'm a veteran or anywhere near. I've been shot at. But it's usually like it's the same trauma.
Right.
It's that like, yeah.
You're kind of trying to hide it underneath it.
Yeah, you don't
else.
Think it's traumatizing until, but it's you're right, is that it's great to talk about.
Mm.
And early on, we got a little bit of stick from people, mainly non-hospo people, about the name, No Crying in the Cool Room, like it was anti-hospitality, except it couldn't be more hospo. Like everyone, it's like tongue-in-cheek, everyone's fucking crying
everyone's
in the
cool
room. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. But just talking about anything, talking to someone that's been through the same thing you have is like hugely therapeutic.
Mm.
Like even if it's, you know, a bit of a laugh now.
I remember working at like fast food restaurants when I was younger.
Yeah.
Not really restaurants, I guess they're dumpster fires of stress and fucking underpay wages. but I used to go into...
proper restaurants too.
Yeah, well, I used to go into like the Red Rooster freezer and just punch the fuck out of the chip boxes.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, to get out whatever angst that I had in me.
I went to Macca's as a teenager for a bit and I used to kick the boxes, eh? I was just like, woof. Just like full... soccer kicking
just
boxes.
Joe Rogan smacking the fuck.
Yeah, but like you'd get your toe in there because they were just like the weakest they're just like boxes. Hash browns and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, bags of like McChicken, frozen McChicken patties and stuff.
And then that dirty boots right next to the next lady's meal.
Yeah, but you'd always see it too. You'd always see like the your someone's footprint on the side of the thing.
Yeah,
in the freezer as well.
I think that's probably the signs of a stressful fucking workplace.
Yeah, it's also like you're hiring. Teenagers as well, right? Mm. Everyone's going through something.
Yeah, of course.
A bit of angst, bit of...
That's the thing is a lot of fucking like parents will push their kids to go get their first job and then not realize that that Macca's or that Hungry Jack's or that KFC, whatever they're eating, is a bunch of teenagers just cooking shit. And if you piss them off or if you got a little bit of stress from your kid in the back seat and you say something wrong...
Yeah,
there's a good to fair chance you're copping a little bit of phlegm in your burger or something.
Like we always have those drive-through girls that always cry. I mean, they're always like 16 years old. You know, they're just like, someone tells them to get fucked. They're probably drunk. You know what I mean? Or you gave them the wrong change when it was right. And then they didn't. They haven't got the life to like actually have a normal chat about it. So, no, I did give you the right change.
Mm.
And also, you have to be wrong.
Mm.
Like they are always right. So, yeah, like,
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've made probably like $80 in my life from being like, I gave you a 50.
Righto.
Yeah. And I've given them a 20 and you get some extra change.
I used to give my mates, like they would come to the drive-thru. They threw me on the drive-thru one day.
Allegedly, by the way. I don't do that anymore.
No one. Yeah. This is just, it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They threw me on the drive-thru serving one day and I had no idea what I was doing. And normally there's like procedures and training, all this sort of shit, you know, like whatever. And then normally girls that do it. and they just put me there one day. I don't know what happened, but I was like, oh, God. It's literally like a Big Mac, large Big Mac meal is literally like Big Mac, large, and it comes through. Like it's not fucking, they make it for children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard, but I ended up being okay at it. So they would just, every time they needed someone to jump in, they'd just tell me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I would end up just like, my mates would come through the drive through, they'd give me like $20, I'd give them 40 back, you know what I mean? Like it was like a nut because it wasn't my till.
You had someone else's name in the top corner.
And you just put like, you could promo things off, which means that they're for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just go like, but you didn't even have to explain it, they'd just be like, you know, you could have any number of vouchers from like fucking basketball, t-ball, cricket, you know, like. Yeah, so you just go, they had a, as long as they pay for one thing, so you just put through like a small Coke and then just go Big Mac promo, like double quarter pounder, extra whatever promo. So I was all about that. And then, but you could do it after the fact as well.
Yeah.
So much scheming went on.
Dude, so when I was,
wouldn't be down.
I worked at Hungry Jack's for like a year.
Yep.
Used to get stoned out of my brain in the bin room at the back of the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
And like me and like three giant Maori dudes are out there just smoking weed, right? And then this one time we got caught.
Yeah.
But because we knew that we were going to have the munchies, we had a bunch of fucking like food that we had stolen. And you're only allowed to have like one burger for lunch or something like that. We had fucking mountainous amounts. Yeah. And because we made them, we knew that they were okay, you know, like fresh patty, all that kind of stuff. You never trust somebody else to make them.
Nah.
Then what happened is I got fired from there and I moved next door to KFC. This is in Beachborough, bro.
Yeah.
Right? Moved next door to KFC and got fired for smoking weed in the bin room. I did not learn my lesson.
Would you get fired for HJ's? Same thing.
Same thing, And at Red Rooster. It was always the same thing.
Too much smoke.
Yeah, it was just too much weed when I was younger.
That was the best bit. It was making your own. Because, you were like have whatever it was, the one thing on your designated break.
Yeah.
That was a fun bit. It was just making your own shit, and I just wrap it and put it. Just put it at the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So like no one quite knew, and then you just put it. You just walk it through the like the sink or like whatever. The
just
wash
smash
up
it in the change room.
It was so good. Fuck, they were the best burgers ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find nowadays when you like we went out to see restaurant on Saturday night. I don't know what kind of food that is. Like, I think it might be Australian fine dining. Like, okay. If you could imagine what Australian fine dining was.
Yeah.
I had the crayfish. Now, we paid $590 for dinner.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It was our anniversary. So I was like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
They charged us, and I'm going to have a rant here. Okay, they charged us $105.
Yeah.
Per person before any food came out.
What do you mean?
That's
when you reserve for the menu.
For the menu, yeah.
What do you mean? What?
So you're allowed one
like a booking cost,
entree, and one main, but that's their set menu. You have to pay that regardless.
Okay.
Okay. Then because we wanted a window seat, it was our fucking anniversary. I was like, "Can I please have a window seat?" They charged me $41
for the window.
For the window, right? And it was cool so should have just stayed up there. It was a better view, like away from the window. But it is what it is. And then we ordered the crayfish. Well, I ordered the crayfish. She ordered the duck breast. She's gluten free. There was no added cost for the gluten free duck breast, which was good. Yeah. Like. I wish I had gotten that because I ordered the crayfish thinking it was going to be like a lobster tail, you know?
Right.
No, this was a prawn at best, bro. This thing was fucking so underage. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, fucking Jeffrey Epstein would want this fucking crayfish.
It's an island cray. Yeah.
It's an island cray, yeah. And, like, it was $59 extra on top of the $105.
For the cray?
For the cray.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So, we ended up having, like, 6 Kilpatrick oysters as a starter. With 3 panko oysters, $9 each, by the way, $81 just for these fucking 9 oysters. And then we have like cocktails, and I had beef cigars. You know, you ever had beef cigars before?
Are they wrapped in like brick pastry or something? Like
crispy,
and then filled with
Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
But they were like $28 for like 4 little spring rolls. Like, it was fucking extortionate. And when we had a tiramisu, she had like a panna cotta at the end. I had a limoncello. It was fucking good, right?
Yeah.
But the food, I don't think it was worth $5.90, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I covered their fucking ingredients bill.
That's when you get in trouble, when you start adding it up in your head. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, like we spent like $1,500 on one night out. And like we got a nice hotel, top level, at the Adnate. You ever been there?
No.
The Art Series Adnate. Shout out to them. They're fucking amazing. That was a fucking awesome room. 26th floor, free drinks because it was our anniversary. Just amazing. It was truly beautiful. And it was only like, oh dude, so there was like, they fucked up on booking.com. So the deluxe room, they thought that was more than the premier room in like luxury, but it wasn't. So I bought the fucking deluxe room. They put us on the 16th floor and I was like, how many floors are there? They're like 26, but that's for premier. And I was like, well, I bought the most expensive room.
Yeah.
What's going on there? And they're like, oh, well, we can give you an upgrade. And I'm like, well, it's cheaper to give me the upgrade.
Lobster as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got put on the top floor. So it all kind of worked out well, but I'm still quite mad about that. And it didn't look like they... Here's my... Okay, the reason for the rant. There was a point to this.
Good rant.
In Australia, we're not known for our fine dining. And we don't really have a lot of fine dining in Perth. So right. When there is a fine dining restaurant, what gives them the right to make that amount of, I guess, like... price rise?
Yeah.
Like, where does that come from?
You can just do it. You're just allowed to do it. I suppose because it gets booked out too. Like, if people didn't really like it, they wouldn't keep coming back, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've been on the other side of that and just making up pricing. Like, you get it to... You can just push it as far as you want. But also, like, I mean, you know, and like, crayfish and, like, WA Rock Club is not cheap. But at the same time, like, it would probably cost you about $50 for one. I don't know what size that was. So you are paying for that plus the $100. So, like, you're paying triple for what it would have cost them.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's kind of what you want to do. You want to, like, you know, I mean, like, rough guide is like triple what's on what it cost you on the plate.
Triple it.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
If that's in your head, triple it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's $50 for a crayfish tail, and then I paid what, $105 plus the $59 on top.
Yeah.
$164.
Yeah.
That's not bad, I guess.
And that'll cover. That normally covers everything. That's just a general rule. I mean, like, when you cost, you just get down to, like, food cost percentage, and you kind of want that over, like, 25% sort of thing. Or under, I should say.
Right.
Yeah. Which is essentially, you know, if you think about a triple, you're in the rough ballpark.
You've set out prices for restaurants and stuff before?
Oh, yeah. Even since I was an apprentice.
Right.
It cost everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, like, fucking good knowledge.
Yeah.
Let me wrap your brain, though.
All right.
Wagyu from Australia, is it real Wagyu?
I don't really care. It is like...
That's the best thing.
Yeah. Like, if you want to go down the down that track of, like, is it Kobe beef from fucking wherever it's supposed to be from?
Japan.
Wherever they're supposed to be from in Japan. I know they give a shit.
Yeah.
But you can get some... Like, the beef here is fucking best in the world. Like, they ship it. Like, ship it out more than they... Bring it, keep it in Australia.
Really?
People fucking love Aussie beef. 100%. And the Wagyu is certainly the best in the world. Yep. So I don't really care if it's Wagyu, but at least you know what it is. Like, it's the breed of the cow.
Oh, it's the breed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
right.
But, like, if you wanted to get... I was just kind of meant if you wanted to get right into it, it probably... You would have to say... You know, like, Champagne is from Champagne in France.
Yeah.
Officially, so so if you said Wagyu or Kobe beef,
mm-hmm.
you would probably think, well, Japanese people would say, no, it's from here only. Sort of
yes. Thing. Well.
But they did definitely use the same farming techniques. It's the same breed of cow. And then you have half breeds as well. So there's only a couple in Australia that are farms in Australia that do full blood Wagyu beef.
Right.
That's delicious.
Do they fatten them up the same? Because I've seen things like... they feed them beer or and stuff like that in Japan.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it here.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
play like classical music for them
they
and
massage
stuff.
Them and everything.
They massage them.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a Wagyu cow.
I want to go see them. I want to go see the farm. I've never been down. I had the opportunity to go down to, I don't remember which farm it was now, but I want to see it.
Mm.
I want to see what it is. But it's mainly the breed.
Right.
Yep.
So it's interesting to think that different cows have different flavor profiles.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, imagine, like, if we were all cannibals. I think we talked about cannibalism last time.
Probably.
Yeah. Remember we talked about duck liver? I remember that now.
And if you saw
a fat guy with a really nice liver, you'd be like, ooh.
I reckon I got a fatty liver.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, well, look at your page.
It's just like, yeah. But it'd be like the food I've eaten my life as a chef as well.
Mm,
and then like beers and craft beers.
Mm.
I reckon you got a fatty. Fattier than other people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it? That's dangerous.
I think that's what happened.
Is that dangerous?
Sure.
Of course.
Think so.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's how you get diabetes.
Is it?
I don't know.
You don't process insulin in that well?
I don't know.
I don't think you have insulin. I think you've like burnt out your insulin receptor or some shit.
Maybe.
I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me.
These are things you can probably Google if you...
Don't want to. No. I don't need that kind of knowledge.
Yeah. Once you start Googling like what's wrong with me.
Yeah. WebMD type shit.
Rabbit hole, yeah. I used to go to the doctor for checkups and things. It was just like, I've broken my ankle and then while I'm here, they'll just like take blood or whatever.
Can I finger you?
Yeah, and they always say the same shit. They're always like, how many drinks do you have? Too many. How many, you know, by one or something a week or whatever it is.
Mm.
It's always like the worst case, and I never follow that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, okay, cool. But I haven't felt any worse, so.
It's interesting that you say that. Well, it's not interesting. It's kind of fucking regular, though. Because when I was at this whole fucking surgery thing last year, how I went through 11 surgeries and stuff.
Yeah.
My mate told me, asked me a couple of days ago, Sam McIntyre, he goes, how long before you started trusting yourself and stopped listening to the doctors?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you knew what was wrong with you. And I was like, well, not really, but I had an idea. It was inflammation, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, how long before? And I was like, probably like 10 surgeries, maybe 9 surgeries in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is just a cyclical. But because they're an authority, like they wear the lab coat, they have the stethoscope, yeah, all that type of shit. You're like, these guys know what they're talking. They went to school.
Yeah.
But if you look, if you fucking zoom out, man, everything that they do is for a commission base. They get commission on the tools that they use. They get commission on the medicines that they give out, the prescriptions from pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
All of the, like, if you're just looking at authority means these days, most of the time, if it's an industry that's thriving, it's because it's thriving because there's a way to make money from people that goes unnoticed.
Yeah, but you have to. Yeah, you're right, but they're finding a need for themselves. Like, if everyone was like, but why? It's like, well, because you got like a massive inflammation. It's like, okay, we can reduce that by, I always eat fuck tons of chili or something. You're like, I just won't eat that for a bit or and see what happens. Or I'll stop drinking booze for the week and see what happens. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Anything that, your bread, for example, with some people. Yeah, if everyone was like that, you wouldn't have a need for, much of a need for that, I would say.
Well, my thing was, and here go conspiracy theory fucking head, after I had my second vaccine, that's when it went to shit.
Yeah.
And now there's some like studies come out about cytostorms, about the spike protein inside of your blood. So once you have, like, you've got general inflammation as a stress response regardless, right? So yeah, if you eat something and you feel like shit, you're like, oh, well, that was a stress response to the food that you ate.
Yeah.
When it came to the spike protein, that times the thousand. So you get like this storm of inflammation inside you. So you've probably been hearing a lot more of cases of like, Crohn's disease, endometriosis in women. You're seeing much more pericarditis and lung disease. And it's all these mucus-lined membranes on the inside of our bodies and the organs and the organ tissue. Now, when they brought out this vaccine, they didn't know that there was going to be a cytostorm in people, right? And there was a way to mitigate it, but they didn't mitigate it.
Yeah.
So the way to conquer the inflammation that it causes is, I think, I've found the cure, but nobody wants to fucking listen to me. I've told about 6 people that have Crohn's disease since it, and like 2 have listened and gotten over their Crohn's disease, which is wild.
Yeah.
There is a peptide called pentadecapeptide BPC, body protection compound 157.
Right.
And you inject this shit where it hurts, or you take the tablet where it hurts, or when it hurts.
When it hurts, yeah.
And all of your inflammation goes away.
That's because I don't want to like just agree with you for the sake of agreeing with you. But when I had the second jab, that's when I noticed all this shit. I didn't notice inflammation per se. Like I didn't feel, you know. But I felt there was a lot of shit happened after that. Like my breathing was weird. And I know like, you know, like straight after you can have something. You can have a reaction somehow to everything, right? Mm-hmm. Any of those vaccines, right? But it wouldn't go away. It fucking wouldn't go away. Like my breathing, I had this little cough. I still kind of got it.
Do you have like the constant like feeling like you got phlegm in your throat?
Yeah, but
I got the same shit.
It's like it feels like a smoker's coughing. Like it just won't go away.
Yeah, I got the same shit.
And then, but that was from that. That was from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? It wasn't there before. And I had something. I was getting like shocks in my arm. So I don't know if that was directly from the actual needle itself or, but I was just like, fuck this shit. That's what I just felt like that's whatever's going on there was not cool.
Mm.
And what else happened? Something I'm trying. Oh, I kept sneezing all the time.
Really?
For fucking forever. Straight away, it was just sneeze.
Well, they were saying that the reaction to your body's reaction to the vaccine was a drop in immune system, so it relied on the vaccine for immunity, right?
Yeah.
But it never comes back up.
Yeah.
You're like,
it feels like I've been sick forever, but I'm not sick.
But you're not sick.
Yeah.
It's just you've got low immunity,
yeah,
which is interesting.
Yeah.
And how do you bring your immune system back up?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like...
Because I've tried to figure it out this month. Like, I've stopped drinking this month. I mean, we're only fucking 6 days in or whatever, but that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not going to drink. I will look after... I always eat well, regardless of what you see on the pages. Dinners are always like veggies and fucking what you should be eating and all the rest, and I'll look after calories intake and everything like that.
Interesting.
And water, loads of fucking water.
Yeah, you have
keep
to
keep that sucking sodium shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Uric acids and all that will just fuck off when you drink tons of water. Not too much, you know what I mean? Like enough, 2 liters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's literally to combat that, because I can't get, can't shake this shit. Right. I can't shake. It's not even, I don't even feel sick. It's just it's now it's finally annoying.
Yes.
Like
it just doesn't go away.
And my daughter was giving me shit about it. Just cough properly. Like, she's just giving me shit. And that's when I was like, fuck, what do I do with this? Hey?
Mm.
Like, if it's noticeable for other people, it's happening all the time.
Yes. Have you ever tried the carnivore diet?
Nah.
Okay, so when I'm up north and I was doing this and I was finding every night that I was doing it, I was, because normally I'll sleep and I get tingly hands, or I'll get like a really bad headache after I wake up. Obviously, I'm choking, sleep apnea, whatever okay. it is during the sleep.
All right.
Now, I'll do one day of carbohydrates and I'll train on that day. The next day, I'll just do meat. Meat only. Okay. And then on that night, I have the best sleep of my fucking life every time I do it.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's because my insulin, it's not responding to any carbs, so it can chill.
Yeah. Right?
Because if you're always hitting your insulin response, you're getting closer and closer to desensitize, you're basically having sugary blood always, and that can't be good for you, right?
Yeah.
So if you take away that shit just for one day every other day, you're getting all the amino acids for muscle growth or muscle retention. You're keeping your water high, you're keeping salt there for hydration purposes and making sure you're not cramping up and stuff. But then you're getting rid of all of the exterior alternative responses to your food that you don't normally, or you wouldn't normally respond to. Why do babies not snore? Well, if they're on the breast and they're not on shitty formula, they will not have any carbohydrates. That is solely just breast milk,
right?
They're carnivore up until they start getting fed sugar. Yeah, and I'm not going to be a stickler for it. Like, if my baby wants a little bit of fucking sugar, go for it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to fucking restrict that, but I think there is something to it, and when I do it, at least I'm getting mad responses, bro.
Yeah, right.
Mm. I don't know though. It's just for me. I'm never gonna be like, hey, just only eat meat, because I know some people that, like, if you get Lyme's disease, there's something called the red star tick, and it makes you allergic to red meat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lone Star ticks. My bad. Yeah.
Oh, like an actual tick.
A tick, and you get Lyme's disease. It's called the Lone Star tick.
Yeah.
And if you get Lyme's disease from it, you get an allergy to meat. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? I can show you. Please don't come up with porn. I'm just kidding. It wouldn't, babe. No, I'm
kidding. You're watching porn in here. That'd be wild.
Just by yourself.
Yeah. Just key everything up.
So the Lone Star tick is this fucker.
Where does it even come from?
Literally, you've probably seen those ticks around. They're in Australia.
What do they normally eat?
What do they normally eat?
I don't know.
Well, they hang off of like kangaroos and shit.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So there you go, meat allergy. That's the first fucking thing. A bite from the Lone Star tick can cause people to develop an allergy to red meat, including beef and pork. The Lone Star tick has been implicated in initiating the red meat allergy in the US, and this tick is found predominantly in the southeast of Texas, Iowa, and New England. But it's in Australia.
Yeah. You're right.
It sucks. It's like chronic wasting disease. You know what chronic wasting disease is, CWS?
Nah.
Chronic wasting disease, if you ever see like a kangaroo or what else gets it? Dingoes up north. You'll see like their leg hanging off and they're still trying to move.
Shit, really?
Or like their tail's corroded. Literally a disease that gets into their blood.
Well, like polio.
It's like polio for fucking animals, bro. Right. But if you kill that animal, you can get CWS in you. And then it triggers like ALS and shit.
Ugh.
Like, there's so many different fucking things that can just fuck you up, bro. Yeah. And you just got to think about all these fucking things while trying to maintain civility in social society.
Yeah. I wonder how I'm going to go. Like, I wonder if I'm going to get... I don't mean just because of anything I'm doing.
In your life?
Yeah, I just mean like, I wonder how that ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I kind of wonder. I nearly hit a car the other day.
In a car? Or you just punched?
Yeah. No. I was in my wife's car and it has that thing where it like beeps if they think it's going to be a problem ahead or something. Mm-hmm. But it beeps at random times to make you go, oh. Like it actually, like I find it causes, it will probably cause an accident more than anything.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you go around a bend and it'll just go like, biddle, biddle, biddle. And you're like, what the fuck?
Does your one have the automatic brake?
I don't know. It did something. But like it was kind of, the sun was in my eyes and it was wet and foggy. And I was looking and I literally just went to turn the radio on like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it went, bidoo, bidoo. And there's a car like right parked on the side of the road. Whoa. And I went, whoop, whoop. Like, I had enough time. I think it would have been all right anyway, but like that made me look up.
Mm.
All I did was like that. It was like the sun was, you know, when the sun at like in the AM, yeah, it's like yeah, right there.
Yeah. It blocks so much vision.
But like, fuck it, head on. That would suck.
That would have sucked, dude. Fuck, don't go out like that, please.
I know.
Yeah, try and just use your phone, put it on a playlist, and just don't look at the bitch or even radios. Yeah. If it's got that sensor to it, it's probably a newer car, right?
Yeah, last year, I guess.
Yeah, so just chuck Apple CarPlay on or some shit, bro.
Yeah.
Please, don't die.
Yeah.
We need you. We need to know where the burgers are.
It's all good.
Yeah, no, it's sick. Yeah, I think it's good to fucking worry about that shit, man. Like, when you're going to go or how you're going to go, because it can't. Kind of gives you an idea, like, how do you want to go? Do you want to die because of, like, a disease that food can cause? Do you want to go because, you know, like, you're doing something cool, like jumping out of an airplane? Where's my parachute?
Yeah.
You know, like, anything can happen, man.
Yeah, I think anything lame that you can, like, avoid, I think that's kind of...
Lame diseases?
Just lame disease, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing something extreme, you're like, okay, you kind of signed up for... more possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just like some tick fucking bit ya, that's so lame, dude.
And you're eating a steak and you just pass out and
that's
die.
So lame.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right?
It's a weak way to go.
But it's probably on like, if you, it's the Steve Irwin effect, right? Because that guy was just fucking with all the venomous shit and then he just gets taken out by a stingray of all things.
Yeah.
You think that he was going to be turned into fucking crocodile food. But
apparently there's like a video of that, eh? Video of it happening.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see this.
I see it every now and then. You'll see it on Twitter. Oh, not whatever that's called now. X.
Yeah. Oh, I have a theory on why it's called X.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how you used to have Twitter spaces?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Like Twitter spaces were like, if you have a trans community, you can make a Twitter space for it. And then it would be like, here's my Twitter space trans community. And we'll all talk within our own echo chamber. Well, now it's X space.
Like a group chat.
It's X space now. Okay. So and
SpaceX.
He has SpaceX. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
He's smart like that, so he probably did make that connection. Now, our Steve Irwin death video. This is fucked up.
Maybe you just couldn't think of a fucking name.
Well, I think...
just called it X.
Yeah, well, you think about it, like, man. Like, do you say...
it's X for, like, look at all the ex-employees I'm about to...
Probably, because there's only 22 working employees at X now, and there used to be like 600. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. At Twitter, there were so many people doing fucked up shit. Like they would, if you were an employee at Twitter, and you were quite left wing, and there was somebody espousing right wing ideology, you would just be like, block this cunt.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, well, that's how I do it. I mean, I don't block people. But you can just ignore them and then the algorithm won't throw it to you anyway, you know?
Wait, so there is actual footage?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I just remember every now and then it'll come up like Steve Irwin leaked stingray death or something.
Oh, that's... I don't know if I want to watch it.
No, I haven't watched it. I haven't even looked into it. But you know, you scroll. I don't really go on there anymore, but it used to come up a little bit. What was I going to tell you about X? Have you heard that stuff about... That's something I watched recently. Was... did you watch Kill Tony?
Yeah.
So did you watch any of that? You know when the Chinese tried to cancel him?
Yeah.
Did you watch the he had a podcast where he explained it all.
No.
It was on a podcast that literally deals with cancellations. I can't remember the podcast name. Right. It was a fucking insane interview. he was explaining how it all happened in real time.
Okay.
And it was like a complete setup, like a Chinese government setup, Chinese party setup.
What?
Yeah. So he got tagged in something on, this is what remember it, because on Twitter, he got tagged on an article at like, say, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, at 11:15, whatever the guy's name is, the Chinese got comic, said blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is the video of Tony Hinchcliffe, you know, saying like racist stuff. And he was like, what? And it wasn't 11:15 yet. So he saw this and went, what's that? I don't understand that. Like, had a bit of a look at it. And it was like Chinese subtitles, like in of his stand-up thing. And then he said he went back to bed and then woke up and there was another article saying the same time. And then when the time came around, the Chinese comic posted it. So like they knew it was going to happen. And then he was like, "What? How is this happening at exactly the same time?" And he's got all these articles that have already been written about like this was going to happen. Whoa. From all the Chinese companies.
Right.
Yeah. And then, yes, he was like, what is this?
Fuck.
And then, yeah, it's just like wave after wave.
That shit's real, man. That shit's real. I reckon that's probably propagated because he's fucking, that guy's ruthless to the Chinese. Yeah. Like, I don't mean in a bad way. He is funny as fuck. And yeah, he uses a lot of like racial jokes to prop up his comedy. There's nothing wrong with a racial joke. Yeah. It is, I know it's bad to say that, I know. But it's supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be offensive.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make you go.
You think of all the things that you've laughed at as well on stand up in the last, you know, 20 years or something. It's brutal yeah, stuff.
Richard Pryor?
You know.
Oh, and then look at this white motherfucker trying to take my photo. Go sit down, motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
and then all of a sudden it's supposed to be like protected or
yeah,
you can't say that or
you can't say, it's coddling.
Yeah.
There's a book called The Coddling of the American Mind, and I can't remember who fucking wrote it, but it's a fucking, you can see what happens before it happens, and it's like a low-level Marxism trying to control speech on like, you can't say that. Do not say that. That's wrong. If you say that, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
That is baby coddling if I've ever fucking seen it, bro. Yeah. And I've told this story before on the podcast and I'll tell it again. There was a little guy, I was at a Kmart, there was a little guy in front of me and he was buying some shit and I was behind him buying some shit. And there was a dude, I'm going to stick with dude, who was dressed as a woman, okay, as the cashier or like pointing to go to where the self serves. Yeah. And the guy in front of me, he very short, not very masculine, had one box in his hand, was buying something, goes, hey man, is that one free? And he goes, it's ma'am. And then he's like, yes, you can go. And like, so he goes over and there was one like directly here and I didn't even ask. I was just like, sup dude. Yeah. And just fucking went straight
exactly
to it.
What I would say. I'd be like, hey mate.
Yeah. I was like, sup dude. And they're like, what the fuck, man? Like, why are you trying to push that? If you want to be that, go for it. Like, I know some guys that are like, I'm like, dude, you're wearing a skirt. But like, they're like the coolest person.
Yeah.
Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, why can I be like that? Why are you trying to make us or enforce us? If you want to be a good person and put on a dress, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody. Like, wear the stilettos. Who gives a fuck? Just don't make me say some shit or make me feel bad for assuming.
Yeah, but it's like, it's just, it comes down to like, you didn't do anything deliberately, right? Like, you're not looking to deliberately like upset somebody by saying, by assuming they're the wrong gender deliberately, right? Yeah. You're not out and about. I call everyone mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this could happen to me anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
I say like bro. I've said blanket. Bro to like my kids, like friends' parents at the school and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Hey, bro, just call myself. I just walk it off. Like, I don't care.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I know.
It's a word. If you're like, if you call someone bro and you're sitting there after it, like, fuck, I really should have called them by their pronouns. bro, you need to check yourself. Oh, you got too much time. You ain't got enough struggle in your life, son.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
like,
other things I probably need to say sorry for, and that's not one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not one of them at all. Yeah, you doggone.
Yeah. Just dress him down on the fucking lawn at the school or yeah. something. Yeah.
Well, I've called people cunt in public, and I've had less of a response or negative response to the word cunt than I have to pronouns. And it's interesting because I will start with you're being a cunt.
Yeah.
But that's not one of your pronouns, so I shouldn't call you that. Like,
I always say it. I always say stop being it. Yeah. Always say it.
Yeah.
I use that word all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you guys swear on your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Why'd you go so low, bro?
Yeah.
We've been told off for that. Yeah.
Well, I think we had a conversation about dicks, and I don't know where it came from, and that got muted. And we've been
on YouTube or TikTok?
TikTok. And then, oh, it might have been a short as well. But it was definitely like, what? What were we talking about? And
right.
But we talk about so much shit, and that's what. Yeah, mm. Like we literally have no, we don't beep anything, we don't like, yeah. Just, yeah, flat out. So it's weird what they'll come up with. But it's just definitely a rolling censorship. Like I reckon next week it'd be fine. Or last week it was all right. But then there's something in the videos that have got flagged. The AI's gone, rah! Yeah.
Have you had, there's a fucking COVID cough.
I've had a few already.
Have you guys had many sponsorship deals come through?
Nah, but we haven't really. We kind of took the foot off the pedal when we were going to approach people.
Why?
Not deliberately. It was it was just like Tim did whatever he, you know, just life shit, and I was doing some other shit, and yeah, we're not upset about it. It was just
You guys have got a beer deal though, right?
Yeah, we're just looking for something else at the moment.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What about Bright Tank?
Yeah, we just need to approach people.
Oh, just I'll link you up with Maddie.
Right.
He's over at East Perth here in Bright Tank Brewing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
It's a good spot.
Yeah. Beautiful beers, bro.
Yeah. They're good.
Craft. Have you had?
You've had them? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fucking awesome. That dude's you want to talk about knowledgeable. Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That we
But that was the next that was anyway, that's the next step to answer your question. Mm. But we haven't really needed to be fair. And we for the as much success as we've had, which has been fucking crazy,
right?
We have done very little,
mm.
other than I know how to make short form content, and you know, Tim makes cool YouTube long forms and things like that. Yeah.
Where are you guys doing it?
We got this it's this fucking trap house in Duncraig that my parents own that they're not really living in it. Well, Dad's living in it at the moment because he's got like health issues, mm-hmm. but it's just a room in there. Like, we put curtains up like this. I ripped them out of my parents' old bedroom.
Right.
So that's and then there's a bookcase. And then we put, like, a piece of wood across the old fridge that was already in there. Okay. Well, not already in there, but I dragged it from, like, another part of the house.
Yeah.
Put a sticker on it. Printed out. Well, my wife printed out a big fucking sticker.
With no crying in the cool room stickers.
Sick. And then we got all the equipment. I got all the equipment from... Well, Tim already had the... cameras, obviously, like he's a videographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got all the equipment off fucking Marketplace for like $400, not even.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this is what I fucking love, dude.
Yeah.
Just make it happen.
But that goes back to, I think, probably the first question you fucking asked me today was like, what'd you find hard about it? I actually, that's what I meant, is actually found it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, you just, if you looked at the kind of studio.
Did that just, my bad. Sorry.
I don't know what we're talking about. Oh yeah, just literally set. If you look at it, if you look at when we're in the studio, what it looks like, it looks mint on camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, you're like, what the fuck? Because everything's just out of frame.
Yeah.
Like the dog shit wall and the whatever else, and they're like literally planks of wood I found at the back, and I've just put the curtain on or hung it up and.
See,
yeah.
That's I find like people are paying, like spending so much money on like these giant studios and shit, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're starting out, like find something. Yeah. You've just got to think about this.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's all people seeing.
Yeah.
When I first started out, I recognized that early, right? So I bought big black pin boards.
Okay.
From Bunnings. You can buy like one for like $70 and they're 2 meters wide and 1.6 meters in depth.
Yeah.
In depth. Height. Yeah. And I just put that behind myself and I put that behind the other person. And we were sitting probably 30 meters away from each other. Or no, 15 meters away from each other rather.
Yeah.
It's just the capabilities of this let us do that. So I was on one side of the lounge room because it was the height of COVID as well. I was like, stay away. I was all the way over here and they were all the way over there, but the camera for them was close to them and the camera for me was close to me.
Yeah.
So on camera, it looks like we're right there and we can hear each other.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah.
You know, if we were in two different rooms and we had microphones and headphones, it would be the same thing. We'd be able to hear each other the exact same way, just without the eye contact and the boners.
The
dirty fucking street porn. So what have you noticed friendship wise with doing a podcast with a friend for how many episodes you got now?
Just dropped 22, I think.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I've noticed people that do podcasts with other people that they like are friends with, and then they have a falling out and you're like, oh, don't fucking do that, because then the podcast fucking goes to shit, right?
The whole dynamic.
Like the Opie and Anthony show. Have you know Opie and Anthony? They were funny as fuck.
Is that what happened to that? I didn't know what happened to them.
They had a falling out.
I used to listen to it all the time in the States.
But then they had a falling out and they just didn't do it anymore. Anthony hated Opie.
Okay.
So when they wanted to bring it back, they were like, no, fuck you.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know about Tim, but I just have this like this massive like bullshit limit. Like I can, it's just this huge bullshit limit. I don't care.
Yeah,
like I can put up with so much shit. It has to be insane for me to like like insane. I either like, you know, abuse my daughter or something like that.
Oh, there's, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a limit. Even
then,
right?
You can still talk it off.
Yeah, right. Like, you would have to you would have to mean it. You know what I mean? Like, you would have to. But, like, yeah. But also, that comes from, like, the kitchens and stuff. Like, if you have a problem with someone, it's right in your face. You have to keep working with this guy for like 11 more hours. You know what I mean? Like next to each other.
Yeah.
That's fucking shit.
Yeah,
you don't want to do it. All you want to do is like blank the guy, ghost each other, and never see each other again.
Yeah.
But you have to, and then you do it the next day. Mm. So you just go, dude, what the fuck? Do this or that. Why don't you do that? You know, like, and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like the guy as well.
Yeah.
So I think like that's, it's like survival, but it's not fake because it's like,
You've been in that real world situation.
You've talked it face to face.
You know what I mean?
Not even a fight. It's like you have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably cool that you guys have both have that background and you can look like you come from that.
Yeah.
But I think people that go into it with the, like the sensibility of ego, like this is going to make us famous.
Yeah,
you know, then they're like, oh, you said some shit that makes me look bad. But like if you he's a comedian, you've been doing fucking media for fuck knows how long.
Yeah.
You know, like you've had a little bit of... Yeah,
I think I always like, even when I'm making clips, I try to make them fair. But also make clips that make me look like a bit of a clown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm very aware of that because I'm making them. I'm very aware. By the way, Tim's never got annoyed at any of this, but like I am very aware in my head. Go like, don't be. We're not trying to piss each other off or...
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make anyone look like a... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
If he says something funny or fucking retarded... But also, if he does say something retarded, I'm just going to tell him right then and there.
It's a better episode.
It's a better clip. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
That is good, man. Yeah. That's awesome. And maybe that's probably what I'm lacking in this fucking podcast is someone to bounce off of. You know? But... Then again, you know, like if I did have that, maybe because like the Hard Yarns podcast, like Delby, Daniel Delby, the host of the Hard Yarns, he was supposed to be in at this time right now.
Okay.
But we decided we're going to do it tomorrow, right? But
yeah,
those guys, they bounce off each other, like because they're both comedians, like. But one's like Branchy, he's super spiritual. And then you've got Delby, who's just like the funniest cunt ever. And they're just constantly going at each other.
Yeah.
But then they also have like the conspiracy side of things. They have the spirituality side of things and the awakening. And they're just cool interviewing cool people as well.
Yeah.
There's so many different... That's what I love about podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
There ain't no fucking rules, bro.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like it's how I live like my life anyways. It's just a fuck you attitude to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like just being a kind cunt. It's like, well, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you what you're doing is creating a well, because we have video too, like you have video as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating a fucking like a show is what you're doing. You're creating a TV show, and you're also like a radio show. You just do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do. We're not like trying to pitch to the ABC or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But eventually, maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Mm.
But
yeah, it's kind of what I see as well. Because like, fun though. I'll do different things with the edits because I'm the guy that does everything, right? I do the edit. I do fucking the recording, the videography, the fucking the setting up of the studio. Like this was all me. Not I didn't have one lick of help from anyone except for my mates that helped out with like setting shit up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hammer and Josh. But when it comes down to like how I edit and stuff, I'm always trying to do something. Every single episode, I'm like, what didn't work last time, or what did I like about what worked last time, or what did I think I could have changed, and then I'll just go and do that.
Yeah.
Does the intro need to be more? Wow. Is it draining? Is it too long? Or is, you know, like there's just so much that goes on with a podcast, and I think that's the key to everything. Like even if you're a fucking if you're going to the gym, if you're a dad and trying to be better, you always just got to try and do that one thing every day just to be better.
Yeah.
You know? If you have an opportunity for change, why not do it?
Yeah. Or be better at something.
You know, like rape a little quieter.
Yeah. Just be better. Yeah. The most efficient raper.
Yeah.
You could always be more efficient, right? You don't
just a swear a donkey punch.
If I was a raper, I'd be the best one. So stupid. But I have this weird fucking drive in me, and I don't know where it's come from. I think it's come from my dad. I used to do homework with my dad. Like he was a math and science teacher and like professor at the universities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always kind of cool to do. It was easier to do your school work, right, with people like that around you. But he would always just like, fucking, you're not done to this, you're done. And you can get better. Mm-hmm. And you can do more and you can get faster at this. Or you can do it without a calculator. Or you can do... But I don't know. I think that's maybe where it started. I don't know. I just have this weird drive. Like I get tired. I just go until I'm like, ugh.
Is it because you've done the 9 to 5 or, well, even the fucking 3 to 1 or whatever the time fucking is for chefing?
Yeah.
You know, is it because you've done that?
Yeah, I think so as well.
And you know you don't want to do that anymore?
It's more like you know what you can achieve, which is like fucking, I don't think people really know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people really, they're definitely not working up to their limit. It's just, I can't imagine just doing, I was doing a 9 to 5 for a while at sales. I just couldn't do it. I just wanted to, it got so itchy. I need to do everything. I need to do more. And it was shit. It was a shit job anyway. They're shit jobs.
Yeah. The sales sucks. But if you get rejected a bunch of times and you hang on, you get like a thick skin. Because I've read...
Walking into a new person, like knowing you're about to as well, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next one
with
up.
With a smile on your face, yeah. When I was like 11 years old, I tried my first ever Halloween trick-or-treating, right? Nobody in my family wanted to do it with me. Here's a little story for us. I was scared about knocking doors, especially in Australia. You're like,
fucking, especially for Halloween at that age too. No one gave a fuck about it.
Nobody cares about Halloween, you know? Yeah. So I knocked on my next door neighbor's door. The people that my family had a friendship with, and they ended up giving me like 3 Tim Tams. They had nothing, right? And then because of the defeat of 3 Tim Tams, I didn't knock another door. I just knocked their door, and I was scared. I was scared of the rejection because they're like, we don't really have anything. And I thought this was set up the precipice of, you know, knocking every other door.
Yeah.
And like I said, Halloween isn't a big thing in Australia, but I remember in sales, and when I first started out in sales, I did door-to-door sales, where I was setting up for appointments to come back and actually sell them.
Yeah.
I would knock doors. And I remember doing the first one and I was like, holy fuck, I'm shitting myself. I tried to get through it and I stumbled and I walked away because I just couldn't get through it, right?
Yeah.
And then I was with my friend, who I'm still friends with him, Sam, who I've talked about a couple times already. He was like, dude, you just have to get to the end of the pitch. Like, it doesn't matter if you stumble, if you fall, just get to the end, finish.
Yeah.
Like, even if you look like a dickhead, just finish.
Yeah.
So I did. And then, like, they're like, fuck off. And then I go to the next one and they're holding a kitchen knife and I'm like, and then I was like, no, I'll just finish. And I finished. And then they ended up being like, oh, we're cutting a birthday cake, but thank you. We need this. And that ended up being an appointment. And after a while, you just get through this rejection. And then I remembered writing down the scariest part of rejection. And it was the so fear is an abbreviation for false evidence appearing real.
Okay.
Right. So it's, you're scared, but it's not happened.
Just
have no evidence for it.
Yeah.
So that's where I think I got my scared representative of myself as a person. I was scared at the fact of being told no. Or, and then sales just got rid of that and I started to get this self-confidence, and then it kind of got bad because I got egotistical as fuck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I already had an ego, to be honest, because I was an ex-bodybuilder as well. So I was like, fucking Jesus. Didn't need it, bro. Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to be more like what you are, is just humble. Just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill out. It's all good. Everything's good.
Yeah.
But work hard. You know, like, don't expect anything to come. That's where I see you're at the moment, right?
Yeah. But also there's like, I do have like the biggest confidence in what I can do.
Yeah.
And what I know I can do and what I have done in the past.
There's confidence and there's cockiness,
so
then right? There's,
yeah, too. So it's like, so there's the confidence for you.
Yeah.
And it's just this calm kind of confidence.
Mm.
And,
I think I need that. I need to learn that.
But you need to go through some shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you imagine how many times I've seen shit, you know? It's fucking whatever.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean... Yeah, but not everyone's like that coming out. Depends how you come out, I guess. But this has always been my personality. It got lost when I was cooking. It was just angry. But you got to be like that. You don't necessarily have to be angry all the time. I was laughing all the time, you know, about all kinds of shit. Every day was like that. But you just get angry, man. You just get tired, angry. One fuck up, you're like, ugh, yeah.
It's bound to happen, though.
Yeah, but I just sort of got out of that now. And I'm like, yeah, this is sort of me.
When you're a chef as well, fuck, it does my head in. I think there is a... there's a loss of sleep that people don't understand.
Yeah.
Because you're working mostly nights, right?
Yeah.
So you're not getting the sunlight.
Nah.
You're not getting, like, because you're in the fucking...
Yeah, well, even if you work day shifts, for example...
You're still not getting sunlight.
Nah, you're always in the kitchens are always, like, in the back corner.
Mm.
They're like the afterthought for a renovation and everything. Like, quite often... It's just no ventilation either, anywhere. Unless you're in an open kitchen, but then, like, it's even worse. I don't like open kitchens. I did my whole apprenticeship in an open kitchen, watch you cook all day.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
What the fuck? Yeah. I do like to see it, though. I do like to see it, like, La Paga... Wait, what's it called?
I don't know.
The pasta restaurant in...
I think I know what you're talking
Scarborough.
About. Scarborough.
Yeah. La Paganini?
Capanini.
La Capanini.
I know what you're talking about now.
They have like big glass. Yeah, by the pool. Yeah, and they have big glass walls between the kitchen and the restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's cool because like, you're like, this is an Italian restaurant, but every chef in here is Asian. Like,
you're like,
what the fuck is going on? But
there's a lot of that now, eh?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, fucking.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're just going to start adding teriyaki.
To everything.
So bring more people.
Just balsamic, just teriyaki,
yeah. Soy. That's nice, man. I do like a fucking a Japanese like teriyaki. What do they call those bowls? Donburi.
Okay.
Is that the no? That's not it.
What is it though?
It's like rice chicken teriyaki.
Oh and, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that called. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, in the bowl.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
God, bro. What's your favorite Asian dish?
I just like shit tons of Korean food.
Korean? What's Korean food?
I don't know. It's all like fermented and
Yeah.
Like kimchi and all that sort of stuff.
I like kimchi.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
If
you have too much, you shit blood.
Yeah, I used to make it at home as well, and it was like just dangerous because I eat it with everything. And then I just started, because like I can like handle loads of chili, like really hot and everything, but I process it like it's a standard white bloke.
Right.
So like, yeah, I can, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It still hurts. It hurts like in your guts down here all the time. Yeah. And you're like, it's not worth it. A little bit here and there for like gut health. But also when you're making kimchi, you're making a fuck ton because it costs almost nothing.
Really?
Yeah, it's just carrots, Chinese cabbage.
Cabbage, yeah.
Or whatever they call that, the long one.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar. Fucking onions and salt, and then Korean chili, and I'm fucking forgetting shit.
Do they put daikon vinegar in it? Rice wine vinegar, is it?
Even know if there's any in there.
Oh, really? How does it ferment then?
It's just, you just salt it. With like,
oh, so well,
the recipe I got from this Korean chick was like, the you know, these big radishes look like dildos, the white,
yeah, the yeah, I've got a few of them at home. No.
blitz that up, like blend that up with all the current, the chili part, the chili, and everything like that, and then just toss that all in so it's all coated.
Mm.
You could be right, I haven't made it in a while. So, yeah, it's got to be vinegar in there.
There's got to be, right?
Yeah, surely.
Apparently, you have to like bury the shit, don't you? You have to put it in a jar and bury it.
I just put it in a container with a lid on it, but yeah.
It's to stop the sunlight?
I guess so. I never thought about it.
Never thought about burying it?
I never thought about why you do that.
Mm, yeah. Well, it's the same as like kombucha.
Yeah.
When you make kombucha, it's worse to have it in a in an environment where there's sunlight. Apparently, it does something to the alcohol development. That's why you never see like clear brewery vats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
righto.
You need the darkness for the, you think darkness is your ally.
Yeah, okay.
Then wine barrels, they're normally stored in a well ventilated dark area.
Yeah
for fermentation. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mate, dude,
you do get like when you ferment,
fart in the wind right now. Yeah.
Yeah, you do get those fermenting tubs though that are white that would definitely get light. So I don't know.
Are they stored in a dark place though?
You can put them anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's a tub.
Yeah.
You can put it on a rooftop somewhere, like, let's be honest. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I've forgotten a lot about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like even I've just forgot how to fucking make it. I used to make it all the time.
I love Korean barbecue. You know how you go like you put things on the thing in front of you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They've got one in Bennett Street just down the road here.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
And I stopped. Oh, this is going off.
There's going to be three cuts to this.
That's right. Tim will just let this keep going, eh? And then you get some random shit at the end.
What's happened here?
I didn't like it. My back. Yeah, if you want.
You want to go get a beer?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go get a beer.
Oh, I'm not drinking, but...
You're not? Oh, yeah. You can have a fucking alcohol-free beer.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Road Show. Lucky, I'm sorry about the camera.
That's all right.
I've got to fucking figure this out, hey?
This is stock standard for us.
Yeah?
for our podcast.
I have no idea how to fucking
fix it. It's gone again.
It's gone again. Oh, my God. Anyway, fuck it. Thank you. Thanks for watching, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, bro.
Take me home. I want to know if you're down, ready to go. Want to fly away with you. Float away, fly away.